Welcome to Healing House with Dr. Eileen. Dr. Eileen is an international healer, speaker, teacher, and published author of her latest book, Frequencies. Share the next half hour with us as we journey to find balance of body, mind, and spirit in an unbalanced world. We then invite you to call in or log into our chat and share your thoughts and insights. And now your host, Dr. Eileen.
Well, happy Thursday, everyone. This is Dr. Eileen with Healing House Radio. For those of you who are in the LA area, our guest call-in number is 424-258-9337. And for everyone else, including those who happen to be in the beautiful Bay Area, the number is toll-free 877-697-9725. You can also log into the chat room where producer Tina is hanging out, and we'll be able to field your questions and make sure that I get them. So, my friends, as we look into the new year and all of those pieces that come into play, the New Year's resolutions are either well underway or well forgotten, and we take a look at, you know, what this new year really means. For those of us who were not necessarily expecting to still be here past December 21st, guess what? We are. And for those who are going through difficult times and fiscal cliffs and all those things that come into our lives that distract us from what it is that we really feel like we're here to do, this becomes a wonderful opportunity to take a breath, step away from all of the outside stuff, and really think about, you know, what is it that I'm here to do? And when we talk about finding that way that we feel is calling to us, that maybe we're not sure where it is or what it is, and which is why I call this episode, Where There's a Will, and we know what follows that is, there's a way. Now, for anybody who knows me, and now for those of you who didn't, I am a huge, huge Lord of the Rings fan. I was a fan of The Hobbit and Lord of the Rings probably a good 40-some-odd years ago was the first time I read it. I was 10 years old, and it was amazing. And so one of the quotes that comes from that is when Frodo says, I will take the ring, he said, though I do not know the way. And I was really thinking about that because it talks about, you know what, I'm going to take on this burden, this job, this path, the demands that come with it, even though I'm not really quite sure how to get it there. I'm not sure what steps, what is the right path for me to be able to lay this burden down, accomplish that goal, to redefine myself. We all find those times of burden. And whether that burden comes in the form of maybe we take care of someone or many people depend on us, maybe our work has a lot of demands to it. Maybe our spirituality. Spirituality is a very interesting thing because, as I've often said, it's fun till it isn't. And, pardon my language, it sucks till it doesn't. Which means that it's all a part of a continuum. And when we work to define that way and what our path is, that can be very tricky because then we're putting what we think it should be into it rather than letting it form organically. And my question for this week, I did receive a question where somebody asked me, well, what is my path? And it's very interesting because that's probably one of the questions that I am asked most often. And the part where, because they're turning to me to define their path, means that it's not quite theirs yet. It will be. It's going to make itself clear and make itself manifest. And understand, no one can define your path for you. Now, they can help you discover it. They can supply you with tools that let you find your own path. And quite honestly, in my experience, the path that I thought I was going to be taking ended up only being a part of sort of a turning point. And then all of a sudden, it branches off in a way that I never dreamed possible. And a path is a very, very sacred, very personal thing. How do you discover which one is yours? It'd be like saying, okay, we're going to drive from here to Disneyland. And what way are you going to go? Well, there's quite a few ways. You could fly down. You could drive down. And if you drive, you could take 101. You could take Highway 1. You could take Highway 5. You could do all kinds of things. And so there is no one particular way that is more right than another. Maybe if a particular road is being torn up and they're repairing it, well, maybe another path that's a little bit smoother would get me there faster. So when we look at our spiritual paths, when we look at just our paths in life, which doesn't have to be a spiritual path, there are many who just are kind of looking for what it is that is right for them to do in this life. What is being in right relationship with themselves like? And how can they make that into an aspect of their life that they can work each and every day and learn from? It's very difficult to go into that place of balance when you're not sure where your feet are. And many people have spoken to me about many different ways of it's like, well, and you find the path and you stick with it and you just go. And that is cool and it's wonderful. And for many, that's the way to go. You know, you don't try different things. You just focus on one thing and you make that your path. And if that's the right path for you, go for it. The tricky part with that is understanding where the path weaves and winds. We don't know where it is. And think of it as if you're driving in the dark and you've got the headlights on. And the headlights allow you to see a certain distance ahead, but what's beyond that is in darkness until you reach it. So it really is difficult to figure out, okay, you know, by this time next year I'm going to be here. And if you focus your energy on that, yeah, you might be. But life may take you into an entirely different place. And it may not even be a place you like, but it's where you're meant to be. And that's an important piece because the path isn't always clear. The path isn't always nice and sweet. And sometimes it goes through some really hard places. The trick is just to keep going. I had a friend, and we went up to a spiritual community where I took coursework up at a place called Kayamari. And there were, you know, it was out in the woods, and it was really, really beautiful. But to find different things, you know, we were staying in one of the yurts, and in order to find that yurt, we were told, okay, follow this path down here and then follow it up the hill. Well, we're walking along and talking, and we're both kind of focusing on this path. It's basically just a slightly clear area through that were leaves and trees and things like that. And as we're focusing on this path, all of a sudden, you know, the path gets a little less clear. And then there's branches. And shortly, there is no path. And we're both looking down and we're circling and it's like, oh my gosh, the path is gone. What do we do? What do we do? You know, they told us to follow the path. And so the two of us, we look at each other and then we look up and notice that we're not 8 feet from the main road. And on the other side of that, we can see the path that goes up. And we were really hoping nobody saw that, because it was, you know, for those of you who saw the movie, I think it was Ants, where a leaf falls in front of the head ant and he cries out desperately, "I'm lost," even though all he had to do was walk around a leaf. And there we were, focused so intently on, no, that was the path, that was it, but it's gone. I don't know what to do. And all we had to do was look up, because another path was there. But when you get so focused, looking down and intently on right where you're at, that path can always change. It can always disappear. It can fade, because there's another one that you're meant to step onto that will still get you there, but it wasn't anticipated. How often do things happen in life that throw you that total curveball that takes your life and everything in it in a totally different direction? It happens. How do we deal with it? How do we stay in balance? How do we still keep our minds focused on a way that we can be? Understand that I do not believe there is the way. And if you follow a path that is your way and for you is the way, blessings, and I wish you absolute luck with that. And I'm glad you have that. And it's like going to Disneyland. 101 is a way. And maybe there are people who only drive that. And it's like, nope, that's the best way to go. That's the only way to go. Well, maybe somebody else wants to take a different path. Maybe for somebody else, their way is not the same as yours. But that doesn't make it wrong. When we're talking about life paths, please, please, please don't forget that part of the magic is the journey. It's not about the destination. Because believe me, you know, you take that path to somewhere, another path is going to lead off from it. When I first started my spiritual practices, I was studying under my friend Norbeth, who became my teacher and was my teacher for over 8 years. And I was so amazed at how he worked and how he did things. And it's like, yeah, that's it. That's the way. That's what I want to do. And I put my heart and soul into that. And then it reached a place where other things came in. Druidic tradition that I had studied as a child and set aside started coming back into my life. But that wasn't what he was teaching. That wasn't what he was doing. And I struggled. Because even though I knew that was the path I wanted, this other path began to call. And it got louder and louder. And I knew if I stepped on that path, it would lead me away from the teacher and the teachings that I wanted to make mine. And it reached that place where the fork happened. And while I still am able to integrate and utilize all those things that I learned, I realized it was a way. And I opened myself up to the possibility of this other way. Now, is that my final part of my path? I would doubt it. And enjoying the path as you walk it is a big part of being able to find balance, to be in that moment. This is where I'm at now. My path is going to wind off and split and turn and go in caves and under hills and through rivers, all of those places. Because ultimately, the path never ends. people will often use the phrase going down the rabbit hole, referencing Alice in Wonderland. Yep, I want to go right to the bottom of the rabbit hole. I want it all. The trick is, the rabbit hole has no bottom. You go down it as far as you choose, because it is your choice. If a way is resonating with you, if it allows you to be authentic, and know that that's the most important part of any path, any teaching, does it resonate with you? Does it allow you to be who you authentically are? If it puts you into a place of really not being able to be yourself, you need to think about whether or not that really is your path. Somebody else who you respect hugely, you know, you could say that path is great for them. Norbith's path is one that nobody walks like Norbith. And I found that my path was one that nobody walks the way I do. And when you're able to walk that path and yet still look around, don't get so wrapped up in the footsteps. Don't get so wrapped up in, well, you know, it's going this way, it's going that way, because then you find yourself lost. You get so intent on it, you don't see what's around you. You don't see all of the possibility. And as I said, if you have found that one path that just completely resonates with you, blessings. And if you're still wondering, maybe there's a few different paths. There are aspects of Buddhism that I find amazing and wonderful and love the meditations. There are aspects of Hinduism that are amazing, I love, and you know, I've done work in those practices. Native American tradition, it is my heart. And I love the people, I respect their struggles, and I just so admire their connections. Druidic tradition, Celtic tradition, that is me. That is my spirit, because it connects me. It allows me to be my most authentic self. And it doesn't mean that all those other pieces don't become an aspect of my path and my way. Remember, we're all connected to one another. Every way is our way. Because somewhere along the line, there is someone who is making the universe a better place through the practice of it. When people pray for peace or meditate on, you know, making good changes and positive changes in the world, on gentleness, does it really matter what language is being spoken? Does it really matter how the chant goes? Is it the words of the prayer, or is it the spirit of the prayer, or the meditation, or the affirmation? Sometimes it can be as simple as, I'm grateful, or I know it's going to be okay. Sometimes we're reaching our hand ahead for someone further along the path to pull us forward. Sometimes it's us reaching back. Wherever you are on the path, know that you're not alone on it. It may be a path, it may be your path, and it's shared. We are all on paths that ultimately will lead us to the same place. Whether it's through Christianity, whether it's through Muslim traditions, whether it's Catholic, whether it's Druid, whether it's Buddhist, whether it's Native American, whatever it is that we feel takes us to that higher place, maybe this is the way I want to do it. Maybe this is the way that resonates with someone else. Find that place that resonates with you, whether it's solitary meditation or you're with 1,000 people, it still needs to resonate. When you discover what way feels right for you and understand, it may not be a popular choice. It may not be something that other people can understand. It may be something so unique that no one else has hit it in quite that way. No matter what, once you figure it out and start making your way and figuring out the ins and outs of it, you know, how can I be authentic with this? How can I move along this path in a way that is going to bring me what it is that I'm looking for? Which is a tremendously good question. What are you looking for? Some people just say, you know, I want to find enlightenment. Okay. What does enlightenment mean to you? Does it mean that you can be walking down the street and you can look down and through a crack in the sidewalk, you see a flower blooming and realizing that it's a beautiful thing, and to take a moment and be in that moment? Is that enlightenment? Some say they want to learn to become healers. What does healing mean to you? It is all along this path that we get to ask ourselves these questions. We don't have to ask the questions. We get to ask the questions. Because each one is like a flower blooming. And one blooms, and then you go to the next one, and that blooms. It's about enjoying the journey. Now, I just got a message from Kina saying that the chat room apparently is acting a bit wonky. So if you're trying to get into the chat room, there may be some issues going on with it. But if you cannot log on, it's just because it's acting up. It's not your computer. And if you can't get in through the chat, then you can try calling in if you have a question or a comment that you'd like to share. So, taking a look at where your path is taking you, where would you like it to take you? Because understand, you're the architect of the path itself. Know what's true in your heart. Know what it is that you want to focus on. Maybe you want to be a speaker who, you know, stands before thousands. Maybe you would like to end up in a silent monastery where you spend all of your time in deep meditation, not even speaking to each other, but you're in that place of deep spirituality at all times. And both of those are perfect. Maybe you want something that goes right in between. Whatever your path is perfect. And just remember, it is always changing. Things will come into it and out of it. The path is ours, but we don't belong to the path. The path is what you choose it to be. And while we always need to remember to be careful of attachments, that includes the attachment to the path, or a path, or a teacher. There are many teachers. I've always said that the people that irritate me most are my best teachers, because I learn so much from dealing with them and from getting to know them and viewing, okay, what is it about them that is irritating me? And how do I identify that within myself? How do these different people who occasionally share my path? And it could be someone who's sharing it because they irritate you, because it's giving you an opportunity to learn and an opportunity to grow. And if you're on a path for a while and maybe it doesn't resonate as much as it did, that's okay. Look around. It's like, you know, maybe if I can take that little path off to the left. I wonder where that goes. We don't have to know the way. What you have to know is that no matter what the path, it's yours. And you can find joy in it. You can find amazement. You can find challenge in it. But that doesn't change the fact that it's yours. And it's yours because you say so. Even if it doesn't go in alignment with anyone else around you, when you make it authentically yours, that's when the magic happens. It's wonderful when something is so there and it comes out, or someone comes into your life and it's like, oh my God, oh my gosh, yay, this is so fun. You know, and you're excited about it. It's like the invitation to Hogwarts or whatever, you know, for the Harry Potter fans. It's like Jedi training. When you find that and it fills you, and it's like every single day is like an adventure with it. And then you grow and you mature, and that's when your vision widens. Where there's a will, there is a way. Not the way, but a way. You'll find your path. And maybe it'll change. And that's perfect, because you are constantly changing. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for sharing this part of the path with me. And it's wonderful to share it with you. I will be back next Thursday, 2 p.m. Pacific Standard. And if you have any questions, or you would like to direct any, you know, ideas for discussions, then you can either call in to my office, which is 408-372-2840. You can email to healinghouseradio@the-healing-house.com. You can log in, well, to chat normally when it's working. And you could always go to my website, www.the-healing-house.com, to find out about my books and the classes I teach and all kinds of other stuff. And if you'd like to have a one-on-one consultation, contact me through any of those sources and we can work together. So, thank you for joining me. Thank you for sharing this space with me. I wish you luck and love and blessings and all of those things. I wish you gentleness in your world and with yourself. I wish you a path that brings you adventure and amazement and challenges and sometimes tears. But to know that something really cool is waiting on the other side of it. When we take on whatever burden it is that we want to take on, and know that there is a choice to it, you are able to move forward. And even if you don't know the way, you can find a way just by relaxing, taking a breath, and following your heart. Because truly that is going to lead you to some amazing places. Let your intuition guide you, because it'll probably guide you to someone who is going to be able to help, to give you the tools so you can help to, that will help you find your way. And if anybody has a particular way they're pursuing that's really interesting, email me. Let me know what it is. Because I always love finding new ways of being, new ways that people. So, until next time, blessings and take care. Bye-bye.